I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. The four Republican U.S. Senate candidates pointed out the differences among each other, albeit in a collegial way, during their first debate last night in Bozeman. The event was sponsored by the College Republicans at Montana State University. Each man is vying to face off against incumbent Democrat John Tester on the November general election ballot. Retired State District Judge Russ Fagg of Billings said he's the only one among the GOP field who has sentenced illegal immigrants and sent them back to their home country. He added he believes in a merit-based immigration system as a path to citizenship. And later, he touted being a fourth-generation Montanan.
And the reason that's important, I appreciate everybody that has moved to Montana because they love Montana. But the Democrats are going to unmercifully beat up two of my opponents because they moved here 9 years ago and 15 years ago. It may not be fair, but it's the truth.
It's a reference to Matt Rosendale, whom the Montana Democrats have dubbed Maryland Matt, and Troy Downing, who has a court date to face charges of trying to buy Montana resident hunting or fishing licenses as an out-of-state resident. Downing called the allegation a clear attack from the left and that he has never had a problem until he became a candidate.
This is clearly an orchestrated attack. I plan on fighting it, and I will win this.
Downing has been facing questions about whether his residence is San Diego or Big Sky. The businessman said, Montana.
I left my Montana home. I got my Montana car with my Montana registration, took my Montana driver's license, and I bought my Montana fishing license. The thought that I would try to save $50 on a fishing license is ludicrous.
Downing repeatedly has said he's the only one among the candidates seeking the GOP nomination who's a combat veteran. He said that gives him a unique understanding of veterans' issues, the military, and national security. He added, he's the only one on the stage who has had international business dealings. Current state senator and Dr. Al Oshevsky is also a veteran, having served 10 years in the U.S. Air Force as a trauma surgeon. The Great Falls native has said that gives him a unique perspective on how to fix the nation's healthcare system. Oshevsky said he also has expertise in pulse crops, has worked to restrict abortions, and is working to reform child protective services in the legislature. He said that appeals to independent Montana voters.
The 40% that will make the decision of who beats John Tester or not. So I'm telling you, if you want to dance with somebody, because I believe you dance with who brought you, well, I'm the only guy up here that's not dancing with the Washington establishment, the old guard of Montana.
A reference to Fagg's comment that he has endorsements from former Montana Republican politicians, or Rosendale's mention that he's met with members of Congress and has the endorsement of former Trump administration advisor Steve Bannon or U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Matt Rosendale, meanwhile, has said he has carried out core Republican values as State Commissioner of Insurance and Securities by reducing government regulations, addressing health care, and protecting property rights as member of the State Land Board. And he injected some humor into the debate.
In November of this year, the people of Montana are going to elect someone to the United States Senate, and he's going to have a flat top. The only question that we have before us is whether it's going to be John Tester, who supports and represents Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, or whether it's going to be Matt Rosendale, who represents the people of Montana.
In all, eight men are vying for the U.S. Senate seat. Besides the Republicans and the Democratic incumbent, there are two Green Party candidates and one Libertarian. Montana's primary election is June 5th. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.